Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we did the Artie Awards and the Tony Awards all in one week. It was also Pride. What a week.
It was an incredible 24 hours. Well, I guess 30 hours, but jam-packed.
Evening went smoothly. People ended happy. There we go.
I thought it was wonderful. And the live entertainment, the highlight group numbers were as spectacular as they were when originally on stage. So a lot of fun.
And I thought that Jake Hayes and Maria Pedro did wonderfully as the new co-hosts, with Joe Iskar brilliant on the piano. Help from M. English, stage managing backstage. You did catch that little microphone switch that she did. She's just on it. Just very good.
She's the best 12 months out of the year, and she came out big in the Arties.
It takes a lot of volunteers to get that up and running and raising some money for charity. And pleased with it, of course, you and I know that our plans for next year have started already. We've both got to The Legend of Georgia McBride.
What a hit. Out there at Torn Space Theater. Not everyone knows where that is. It's on Fillmore, near the Broadway Market, and well worth a little trip into Buffalo for a show that is just so uplifting and heartwarming and well done and funny. I can't say enough good things about it.
And for people who have not seen Jimmy Janowski before, this is a rich opportunity.
He's fabulous. You said it once, and it's proven true almost every time. He is the only actor in Buffalo who consistently gets walk-on applause.
He does, yeah. And I was surprised at how many people had not been to Torn Space before. They have a beautiful facility over there on Fillmore in the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle, building quite the little arts complex over there. Not so little.
Well, that's continuing, which is great.
But then heading around, perhaps to a neighborhood near you.
Yes.
Shakespeare in Delaware Park, we've referred to their touring production, which is called Fools and Foes. And it's excerpts from Shakespeare. It's a collection of Shakespeare's notorious clowns and villains. So tomorrow, Saturday the 13th, it's at Millard Bandshell in Neowanda Park in Tonawanda. And then the 15th, Larkin Square. The 16th, Canterbury Woods. And then it continues. You can go to their website, shakespeareanddelawarepark.org, to see if it's coming near you. And it looks as if it may be coming near you.
It probably will. And remember, when there's a show on the hill, and the first show this summer is Pericles, Prince of Tyre. The Fools and Foes takes a little break, but when there's nothing on the hill, that's your opportunity to go get some Shakespeare for free and bring a picnic.
For free. So Pericles, never been done by Shakespeare in Delaware Park before.
I've never seen it. I'm so looking forward to it.
I haven't either. It's a rather late play. It's a Jacobean play, meaning Elizabeth is dead by the time it's written, the Queen. And it's one of the collaborative plays, written with a one-time collaborator, George Wilkins, we believe, that Shakespeare wrote the last three acts. So, interesting little project for Shakespeare in Delaware Park to see this story of a prince in his long and perilous journey with shipwrecks and pirates and loss and family presumed dead. No spoilers there, but I guess I just sort of family presumed dead. You know where this is going.
So a little bit of Tempest, a little bit of Twelfth Night.
An exciting narrative out there on the hill. A Marina Carr play. Marina Carr, one of the most influential of Ireland's current playwrights. It's called Girl on an Altar. And she's a thrilling playwright. And so this is its first weekend down at the Irish Classical Theatre Company.
I know a lot of folks are looking forward to the Christopher Nolan movie about Odysseus. This is right in the same vein. You can't understand Odysseus without understanding The Girl on the Altar.
And The Girl on the Altar. And Road Less Traveled has coming A Few Good Men. Aaron Sorkin, remarkable writer. And for the record, this was a play before it was a movie. Famous, famous movie, but it was a play first.
I'm glad you said that. That's reason enough to go see it. But if you look at the cast list and you've seen any of the performers on stages for the past several years, it's a must-see, as they say.
To me, everything's a must-see. I want to see everything.
Well, that's true. Well, and for what we do, you're right. Everything. If you're on the Arctic Committee or you do theater talk, everything is a must-see. But it's a good must-see.
And for the Tonys, although you have to see fewer shows to follow the Tonys than to follow the Arties, which is a good thing because the tickets are so expensive, but called it this year Best Musical, Schmigadoon. And did you see Dudney Joseph, Buffalo's Dudney Joseph, give the 716 heart out to the audience during the little tease previous to the Jellicle Ball number? Secret signal to his hometown. Very sweet. Dudney Joseph, who performed on the Tonys, the piece from Jellicle Ball. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.